You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday, the very first Monday of the month of December. Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm glad to be here. Merry Christmas.
Merry almost Christmas to you. Got the tree lighting ceremony in Rainbow City this evening. You already pointed out.
I am excited. My girls are playing in that, the Southside Band and a whole bunch of the community getting together. Oh yeah. And, concert tomorrow night and then the Gadsden Parade this Saturday. Oh yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. Did you have a good weekend?
It was a great weekend.
Good. So, good. Good.
How about you?
I did. How about good enough? I can say that. I actually slept late on Saturday morning. I went like all the way till 6:45. It was awesome. That's late for me, just so you know. But it was good. It was good. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today, Congressman Mo Brooks is going to call in. I texted him last night and I said, hey, with regards to the situation getting George Santos expelled from Congress, I want his thoughts on this because we're going to unpack this as part of the First Dipper. But I want the thoughts of the man who served with these people, who also recognizes the ins and the outs, and he's also an attorney. He's got all the angles. I want to hear his thoughts. Congressman Mo Brooks calling in at 3 o'clock, and then let's do a triple dipper. Hit it, Butters.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, clean up on aisle 7, that's what I'm calling it, clean up on aisle 7. Some of y'all are having flashbacks to working in the grocery store when you were a kid. But nonetheless, clean up on aisle 7, what am I talking about? Political cleanups. I'm talking about the fact that we have seen a number of things happen, a number, in recent years where it just appears to me there's obviously a need to drain the swamp. We always hear that. But then what does that even mean? And oh, by the way, who's content to really do that? Well, right now, Republicans are the only ones kicking out their own people and taking people off of chairmanships, and Dems never seem to do it. But I want to unpack that in greater detail, talk about the ins, the outs, the politics of it, and everything. Clean up on aisle 7. That's number one of the triple dipper. Number two, I kept reading stories this morning. And by the time I had a handful or so, I realized that I was thinking to myself, well, how's that work? Why would they? How's that work? Because that's the whole name of that's the dipper now. How's that work? I got a series of stories, some of which are going to crack you up, others are going to make you just mad. Because you look at it and go, well, that was an asinine decision. That was some level of jackassery. And yes, we're going to talk about it. How's that work? Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, Butters and I were just watching a press conference on the TV a few minutes ago. There are tensions around the world, not the least of which are, you know, in faraway places that involve the Middle East, Iran, and other players in different. Anyway, the bottom line is there's flashpoints. And I've said before on this show, you have to watch the flashpoints. You have to be aware that while you think that tensions are simmering beneath the surface, all it takes is one flashpoint and things go to the whole next level. There are some flashpoints on the world stage right now. And we need to be aware of them. Are you thinking about Turkey involving itself in other places? Are you thinking they're a NATO ally? Why would they? Are you thinking about North Korea? Are you thinking about, oh, by the way, Iran? And what about the attacks on our U.S. forces? Lots of them. Flashpoints. We'll talk about that. Number three, triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my comments, my opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. Every single day, by the way, sponsored by the folks at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all throughout our listening area that just does amazingly good work. Southern Immediate Care is in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area, and they are open 7 days a week, y'all. And this is who I use personally, and I mean that. So you check them out. Southern Immediate Care, proud to have them as a sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me jump in here. So I used to spend a great deal of time in the woods. I don't get near the time I used to, but I still love the outdoors. It's probably why I drive a Jeep, so I can take the top off every once in a while and get what I call Jeep therapy. My time in the great outdoors, though, has been curtailed in recent years. I used to do a lot of backpacking in the Rockies, the Smokies, along the lower Appalachian Trail, in the mountains here in North Alabama, sometimes a group, sometimes alone. The cool thing is when you get out there and you get acclimated, you can actually begin to sense when the weather changes. You can feel the barometric pressure. I mean, you're in tune with the slight changes in the breezes. You know when it's best to go ahead and pitch your tent and gather up some dry firewood before you lose the option and got to plop down in the wet and the cold. When you get to the place that you can read the winds and gauge the coming weather, you know you're kind of in the zone, if you will. Some call it having a weather eye. Keep a weather eye on the horizon, they used to say back in the days of the sailing ships. You may have heard the phrase used in the movie Pirates of the Caribbean. It's also used in the classic novel Treasure Island, when an old pirate named Billy Bones was waiting for Long John Silver. He told young Jim Hawkins, keep a weather eye open for a seafaring man with one leg. A weather eye means vigilant attentiveness. If you look it up online, you can find the definition. It basically says you are vigilant, you are watchful, you are attentive, you have the trait of being observant and paying attention. Well, the same is true in a different way. I mean, me personally, I do a lot of public speaking. I look forward to being with another group this coming Friday night. Churches, schools, political gatherings, veterans events, groups as small as a handful to groups in the thousands. And at times, you get to where you know you can just kind of read your audience. You can tell when a message is resonating, when you've made a point that was well-received or not. You can assess in the moment if the point you made or the analogy or the summation or, for that matter, the joke was even picked up by the audience, not by the laughter or the clapping or any measure of overt response. Sometimes it's just like a sense of things. You can just feel it. I remember well the same sense I had when I was running for office. My chief nemesis was the teachers' union. Lord, they hated me. They threw everything and the kitchen sink at me, including fake polling. I remember once when a guy called me ostensibly to help. I found out later he was a shill for the teachers' union. He just wanted to make me aware, you know, hey, Phil, hey, showed a poll that was showing me way down and likely going to lose the race by a substantial margin. Here it is. It's in the numbers. It's right here. But see, I wasn't fazed. I already had a true sense of it. I could read my district. I was everywhere. I had a team that was everywhere. I already knew. I knew the polls were just the opposite. And yeah, I won that race by a healthy 3 to 4 point spread, if I recall. It's like I had a weather eye for politics. Well, I'm there again. I can sense a change in the wind. I mean, there's movement in the political atmosphere, and I don't have to be a pollster or a pundit to lay it out. I can sense it. And I'm betting that many of you can too. Everywhere I turn, I can see and hear and experience people that are awakening to the realities of what the left has been trying to do for the last few years. What about you? This week, the national political scene is going to come to Alabama as several of the lead GOP candidates for president gather on the campus of the University of Alabama for the fourth GOP presidential primary debate. I plan to be there. And I've been sensing a shift in the political winds. And I'm telling you, we better be keeping our political weather eye on the horizon, my friends. My sense is there's several layers of this unchartable feeling. There are those on the conservative side who are right now feeling somewhat vindicated that other people in our arena are finally seeing the depth of the left schemes that we've been talking about forever. They've been in the fight for a while. They bear the scars of it, but they're happy to have the reinforcements. I'm seeing more and more young folks, too, folks in their 20s, who have begun to rally for conservative principles that even their own families might have sort of eschewed during their upbringing. I'm seeing heavily Hispanic and Black districts that are actually seeing a surge in Republican votes that have never been there before. They realize they've been gaslighted, taken advantage of by liberals who just counted on them as sort of being automatically in the bag with their votes. Then there's the moderates. Moderates who've never been overly troubled have been willing to concede and accept things because, you know, it lowers the rancor, makes things more peaceful, just go along to get along. But in the past few years, some of those moderates have had their own businesses shut down as, quote, non-essential. They've been forced to get a shot and watch their kids' educations become a political football for the unions and the social justice warriors. They've seen their economy gerrymandered. Yeah, they've woken up. Then there's another group, the apolitical, those who have up to now chosen to stay out of all of it because they hate politics. They don't like watching the news. And suddenly, they've seen that a local mayor or a school board member who is allegedly not affiliated with any party can put limitations on their lives that have spurred some new interest. They've put books in their kids' libraries that just would never be allowed there. I'm also seeing, by the way, and hearing from independents, the quote, "I vote for the man, not the party," folks. I get that. Character matters, but so does the team that the character plays for. So I'm just telling you, 2023 is likely the last time that any of those folks will put both Democrat and Republican signs in their yards at the same time. They've had it. They've had it. Like a lot of folks, they've just had it. And lastly, you guessed it, there are also longtime Democrats who don't even recognize the party they've always believed in. Their families have always voted Democrat, and they feel abandoned. They want to be more patriotic, more fiscally conservative, more pro-life, and they do not feel welcome at all anymore among the ranks of the liberal side of the politics on the left. So what I'm telling you is, all of this is happening separately, but yet not separate. When you've got Democrats becoming former Democrats and independents not so independent anymore, and when you've got the apolitical suddenly waking up to politics, and we got the youth and the Hispanic vote and the black vote all beginning to wake up and say, wait, we're not in the bag for you just because you say we are. When you see all that, it's like you can feel the newness to the outdoors. It's like the light changed a little bit, like the breeze rose ever so slightly, like you can feel that barometric pressure shifting, just kind of feel it. And all of it adds up to a change in the weather, a change you can't put your eyes on, but your mind sure is telling you it's afoot. So in this case, it's the political winds. There's a renewed boldness and a willingness to espouse the values of conservatism that I've not seen since the Tea Party movement back in 2010. So keep a weather eye on the horizon, my friends. The political winds are blowing, and there's a shift on the political forecast that I believe is about to happen. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I don't think I'm being overly optimistic. I don't think so. I'm just telling you what I'm sensing. When you see that much trending, that much movement, that much awakening, when you feel that much energy, when you feel that much synergy for that matter, you cannot help but deny that it's there. The question is, can we grab it, advance it, and bring it to the next level before the election gets here? More to come. Keep a weather eye on your politics. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.